Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome in, Busted Open Nation. It is time for the podcast weekend edition of Busted Open. I'm Ryan McKinnell. Got my tag team partner, Mark Henry, alongside for the ride. And on today's episode, we dive into Friday night, the returns of Bill Goldberg and Ronda Rousey. We give our opinions on both of those things, as well as recapping a little Rampage. And it wouldn't be a Saturday edition of Busted Open if we didn't give you our weekly winner for the best show that was in professional wrestling. So tune in. It's Busted Open time. It's that time of year. Has made his return to the WWE and at Elimination Chamber. It's Bill Goldberg versus Roman Reigns. Good thing we know good thing we know it's Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. We know what it
has
is.
Has he
Mark.
Ever said you can't be first, but you can be next? Has he ever said that?
I don't think so.
I mean, I would have liked to heard that better. Roman, you can't be first, but you can be next. Yeah, that would have been great.
Come on, yeah, Bill. That would have been great. What do you think? What do you think about the match itself, Mark? And more importantly, Nation, I'm sure we all have got feelings on Bill Goldberg returning. I'll say this. I don't hate it. He's been getting increasingly better. The Undertaker match was obviously a debacle, but I think he's improved on that. I mean, the man looks like $1 trillion. I mean, he is a testament to, you know, clean eating and doing all the great things the way he takes care of himself, Mark. But I do want to get thoughts from the Nation, 877-344-4893. Thoughts on a Goldberg return. Are you excited to see it? Does it make any sense to you? Do you not care? Then it doesn't make any sense to you. You're going to be watching it. However you feel. How do you feel, World's Strongest Man? What do you think about Roman Reigns versus Bill Goldberg?
You know, I love Bill as a person and as a man and as a father. And he has built up equity in himself as a talent. Mm-hmm. And that never goes away. But sometimes it's better used when you're trying to enhance, bring light to a situation, and let somebody else be the mentor. You know, like there's power in giving. They putting Bill in a spot where he's taking. And it's not like he earned the number one contendership. And we saw him 3 weeks prior, knocking off Kevin Owens, knocking off a Drew McIntyre, and then him saying, "Okay, Roman, I've knocked off the top guys in your company. It's time that me and you square up for that title." It's like, oh, let's just throw Bill in there, and when you push it down people's throat, they don't like it. They rebel. It's not Bill's fault that the people in Jeddah want to see him. I would do it, but I would prepare everybody for it. It's called conditioning. I would condition everybody to Bill coming back and not just spring it on. Hey, up, here you go. Take it or leave it. It's like you force it. And, you know, you try to force a square peg in a round hole, you're going to have shards. You're going to have splinters.
Yeah.
Nobody likes splinters. Shards. That's well, what I, that's the way I see it.
I referenced a little bit at the start of the show as we were talking about the various shows and Weekly Winner and all that, how the head of the table, Roman Reigns, Tribal Chief, was getting a little bit stale, right? Just from the standpoint that it's been going on for a long time. There's a dominance with that. And that, listen, that's going to happen with any run. If you've been listening to this show for the past, you know, few years, you know that obviously I think highly of what we think highly of what Roman Reigns is doing. This adds a little bit of a new wrinkle for it. Gives him a Legends match in Jeddah, as, you know, Mark alluded to. The match itself, Mark, you talked about your friendship with Bill. You've obviously known him a very long time. I do think he has a point to prove on some level. This is a big opportunity for him to go out. I mentioned that Undertaker match, that disastrous Undertaker match, right? This is an opportunity once again to put that in the rear view and go out. Listen, I'm not saying Bill Goldberg needs redemption. He's one of the greatest characters, one of the greatest wrestlers, right, in the history of this business. Of all time, no question, right? But in terms of redemption, you know, I'm not saying he has to win, but go out there and put on an entertaining match with Roman Reigns in the run that he's having, you know, that's I'm sure that's a feather in Bill's cap that he would wear proudly.
Yeah, I know it would be. I like I said, you know, like I consider Bill a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who Bill Goldberg was, and he was a fan of mine through lifting, watching me compete, and came to watch me compete in 92 at the Olympics, and or 96 at the Olympics in Atlanta.
Wow. He's from Georgia.
You know, was in the crowd, showed me pictures of him, like, you know, him photos of him in the crowd watching me compete. And our love for lifting and strength is, I mean, it's like you and I in food. Like, we just have a really strong bond.
I wish I loved lifting as much as I do food.
No, it's overrated. It's overrated.
Oh, yeah, health and
makes
not
you
being
tired.
Not, health and not makes, being fluffy is
makes you
is overrated.
Sweat. but that being said, like I want him to be in prominent, great positions, and not forced into situations and positions. And because when you force stuff, it takes the talent away. And it makes people go, okay, fold their arms, entertain me. That's what forcing does. Mm-hmm. But when you condition it in, people are like, all right, come on, Bill. Like, they behind you. Or they're against you. They're not like, oh, they making me watch this. You as a kid, was there something that you didn't like to eat? And your mom would make you eat it. And now you're a grown up and you're like, I ain't never eating that shit. I don't care what nobody said. Can't nobody make me do nothing.
Hey, everyone. It's Brad the Big Noise Evans from the Fantasy Fast Track. With the fantasy football season upon us, catch me and Brandon Fun Buns Funston every week as we sprint through a variety of fantasy football topics, including waivers, trade targets, sleepers, plus, and more. If that first place medal is what you're after, we've got the information to help you make it happen. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Ronda Rousey is now looking like one of the main events for WrestleMania. Mark, the way they went about it on Friday night was kind of cool, I thought. Charlotte came out, cut a great promo. Sonya Deville came out and said she was representing Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey was saying that she was going to take on Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. Well, Ronda cuts a promo, calls into question Charlotte's character, yada, yada, yada. We get appearance, Charlotte cuts a promo calling into question Ronda's, legitimacy, motivation, whatever the case may be. Ronda comes out, they go face to face. It was a nice little piece of business, and it's always a nice little piece of business when Ronda Rousey's involved, Mark.
You know, I know the answer to this. But I thought that there was like a brand split. I thought that that people on Monday do Monday things. Uh-huh. And people on Friday do Friday things. I want them to miss me with that. I'm tired of it. It's like, we do all the defenses. Well, you know, it's the brands, Fox and USA, they have to listen. Yeah. If y'all going to do a mash 'em, then just mash 'em. Make one title, one set of titles for the company.
Thank you.
And have if one brand does not have the title on it, then have the number one contender on the other brand. And then, you know, the pay-per-views could be challenges.
Lord like, knows you got enough stars to do it.
It's ridiculous, man. Like, if you're going to do it or don't. I'm tired. I was in defense of it all these years, and I'm just tired now. It's like I feel like my intelligence is being insulted. Like, keep people where they belong. Like, you go to the damn zoo, and you go to see the giraffes, and the zebra is in there. Hell, why is there a zebra in the giraffe area? I'm confused. And that's what all fans are when you do that. Confused. There is no place for confusion in pro wrestling. It takes away the suspended belief. It takes away the reality of it. And it makes you feel like, well, why did I pay money for this show to see them? I could have paid money because I wanted to see other people. Oh, I don't know. I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Mark, takes, and you can give your thoughts on this. I think it makes Becky Lynch look kind of weak. It's already the two titles makes one of the titleists look a little bit weak. Even more so during WrestleMania season when this ridiculous brand split, which is, as you perfectly highlighted, it's confusing. It's all those things, right? It makes one of the other, quote-unquote other champions, which there is only one champion. You can go back and forth and you can, you know, I don't know if it's Charlotte. I don't know if it's Becky. If I was Becky, I'd be pissed.
I don't know about pissed, but I'd be like, I would feel trivialized. Okay. I was like, so you think it's more valuable to go to the Friday show rather than the Monday show, guys? That what y'all saying? I'm not valuable? We can't do this on my show? That's how I would feel.
Yeah. A lot can happen between now and WrestleMania as we know. We've seen, obviously, a triple threat with a couple of those ladies before in WrestleMania, right? Is there any chance something gets added to this Charlotte and Ronda match, or do you see this being heads up, you know, Flair versus Rousey?
It needs to be heads up because I wanted Ronda and Charlotte.
Me too.
I didn't need Sonya Deville involved in it. Mm. And I felt like those women could, they don't need buffers. You know what that needed? A mediator. It needed somebody to stand in between them, a Michael Cole. Hey, listen, I'm just here to answer the questions. I'm just here to ask questions. And Rhonda, why are you here? Charlotte, you're a champion. Like, where is this going for you? And let them get into it. And you hand the microphone. If somebody snatches the mic and takes the mic, hijacks the mic, and then Charlotte snatches it from her, then, yeah, move back because you might get kicked in the face. And let them get nose to nose, and then you hear the security, you know, the referees and agents come out, and they go, hey, guys, come on now. Let the cooler heads prevail. Give the microphone back to Mike. All right, guys, like, we're going to go to commercial. We'll be right back. And then you get rid of the situation, and you got it all. It's like I've seen that 1,000 times. It works. But when you start adding stuff from Monday to Friday, it's confusing, and it trivializes the other brand. Mixing it don't help. And why was you've been telling me that when Sonya Deville takes the jacket off, she's a talent. But as long as she's got the jacket on, she's a GM. So now, is there going to be punishment? Ronda should get punished. You can't put your hands on an official. Right? Am I wrong?
Sure, you're right. We're talking brand splits and rules. You're looking for logic and a logical
explanation. I'm looking for logic and some shit that just don't exist.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. I feel like taking a ball-peen hammer and just hitting my fingertips.
That's because it's so early in the morning you haven't had your barbecue yet. We got, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the return of our own Andre. From our own Andre. Andre, it's tinfoil time with Andre. What you got here, my guy?
All right, so before I go off the deep end and get really crazy with it, I do have a rational answer for this Ronda situation. They're probably going to fine her like $10,000 or $100,000, and then they're going to suspend her, quote unquote, which will obviously let Ronda be off screen for a while, you know, let it saturate, let it build up a bit, then they'll bring Ronda back closer to Mania. So that makes sense. That's why she's attacking Sonya Deville. So you're not seeing Ronda every week. But my tinfoil here works with both the men's and women's division because we're seeing these unifying possibilities happen. So what I'm thinking of, and this is something I did when I was a 10-year-old kid with a lot of title belts for action figures, and I think it could work here, is maybe if you have these unification bouts, then you'll have the best man and the best woman of WWE. Why not make them like some quote-unquote grand champion? Where the only time they'll defend this is on major events. It pretty much skyrockets the values of the big four pay-per-views because right now we're having a pay-per-view every month. So if you're thinking, okay, Rumble's a few weeks ago, Mania's a couple months, but you know, there's a whole bunch in between that takes away from those two. So why not have these quote-unquote grand champions, the superstars or the mega stars of the company? These are the faces of the WWE. They'll have that grand title. And then what SmackDown and Raw will have is those, you know, like a TV title, like a TBS or TNT type title that AEW has.
Well, Well, I was just saying, Andre, that's exactly what AEW does. One of the things that AEW does so well. Limited titles, they mean something. The shine isn't stripped off of them. I rally on UFC interim titles all the time, and I've been bitching and moaning about the WWE's title situation since as long as I can remember. So to your point, yeah, and hopefully that is where we're headed, because it's, I mean, listen, you can have the WWE title defended on Mondays, defended on Fridays. You can work it out with the network that they each get a couple title matches a year. It's an enjoyable experience. There's ways to go about that.
But you can use like Ronda and Brock as like part-timers in that sense, where they have that grand title. Like these are the mega stars, and we'll only see them when it's closer to the big four. But meanwhile, your SmackDown and Raw champions are the ones carrying the show. They're rising their stock price, their names out there, so that when it's time for a big four pay-per-view, whoever that big name is, faces that grand champ.
Wait. You're still talking about keeping the SmackDown and Raw champions?
For the women, yes. For the men, you could use the Intercontinental US title to kind of carry it through. Like that person ends up like, quote unquote, earning their spot facing that big name.
All right. Well, hopefully something is coming down the pipeline with WrestleMania in terms of cleaning up the belt situation, Mark, because I think it would add a lot of interest in terms of not just the champions themselves, but the chase.
Yeah, I can see that. Still a lot of work to be done before I'm like, okay, I got that. That's good. I just can't right now, man. I feel offended.
Yep. Now, we talk about Styles making fights. I was a huge detractor when Rousey made her announcement that she was going to WWE. Mark, I don't know if you remember, but I just had real questions about her ability to cut a promo, her ability to really be able to work. Point being, I was proven dead wrong. Ronda Rousey, you know, she still might be a little shaky here and there, but the woman has proven that she can work. She can hold her water. She is an added value to the WWE. And, Charlotte versus Ronda heads up at WrestleMania. We talk about it all the time. Styles make fights. Both of these women are very creative. Charlotte is venomous as all hell on a microphone. She made that line about Ronda's baby last night. This could be, I don't know, more compelling than Ronda and Becky ever could have been. This feels like the matchup. You alluded to it, Mark.
You never talk about somebody's baby being not as attractive as anything. That's you don't talk about a mama's baby.
Got an ugly baby.
Man, that's crossing the line. If I ever heard of a reason of crossing the line, that's it. That's at the top. You know, I mean, you can throw that out there with racial epithets and, you know, conspiracy theories about people's origins, their people, their religions. Think about all the wars that have happened over religion. Like, but I guarantee you, there ain't been many fights bigger than one that somebody said, wow, that baby looks different. What do you mean the baby looks different?
Yeah, it's not a fight. Boy, it's a quick draw. It's
World War III. You can lose your life. You can lose your life. The hell with losing the fight. You might end up pushing up daisies. Talking about somebody's baby. What is wrong with you, woman?
Are you ready?
This is Renee Paquette, and I've got a new tag team partner, one of the toughest women in MMA, Misha Tate. We're going to take over the radio every Monday on Throwing Down with Renee and Misha.
Join me and Renee as we cure the Monday blues by dissecting every major headline happening in the cage, the ring, and everywhere in between.
Don't be scared, homie.
So listen to Throwing Down with Renee and Misha Mondays from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, only on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen.
That's mintmobile.com/busted open. Cut your wireless bill to 15 bucks a month at mintmobile.com/busted open. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We are here to give you the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. World's Strongest Man, Mark Henry, you know the deal. If you ain't first, you're last. So let's start on the day where it all begins. Monday night and Monday Night Raw. What'd you think?
I don't mean no disrespect to any show that happened this week. Because, you know, weekly winner is a weekly winner. But you cannot compare Monday and Tuesday with Wednesday and Friday. I mean, it's and Thursday now. Thursday, I would put Thursday over Monday and Tuesday. Like, in a heartbeat. It was not even, it wasn't even a question. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to narrow it down. We got... Okay. We got Rampage on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We got
Rampage on Friday. I got you though. I got you.
Rampage on Friday. We got Dynamite on Wednesday, and we got Impact. It was hard for me to really dissect Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, Friday, Rampage, hell of a show last night. Hell of a show. You only had one real match that could really save SmackDown, and that was having Kofi Kingston and Big E. Their match was the only one that made me go, wow, this is wrestling. It's high-level wrestling. They had, you know, big stars show up that you recognize, but, you know, that is what it is. You get to Wednesday night, and Wednesday night, man, I'm gonna tell you right now, there was no lames, you know, on Wednesday. For a small, I can't even say small, for a show that had MJF and Punk on it. I mean, they had a lot of stuff. You had Moxley, you had Malakai Black and Brody King, you had Nyla Rose and Ruby Soho. Like, all of that was great.
That great promo was, by Danielson after the Moxley match. I mean, that was...
It make the hair stand up on your arms. But the meat of the matter was 43 minutes of MJF and CM Punk, bro. Like, man, when Bryan Danielson and Hangman Adam Page went an hour, this was 15 minutes less. And equally as fast, it was about as fast paced as a 40-minute match I ever saw. They were moving.
Classically worked, which is, in terms of styles making fights, I thought it was the best match from CM Punk in AEW's in his AEW history, and I thought it was the best match from MJF in his time in AEW.
Exactly.
And that's saying something. They just, styles make fights, Mark. They meshed, and that was the odes to Bret Hart, the psychology behind it. Couldn't have loved it more. Match of the week, no question.
Yeah, and then you get to Impact. And
yes.
Matt Cardona, man, and Jordan Grace is
woo.
Just, you know, go and clap it up. Because it tells you that there is a place for that in pro wrestling.
Yes.
And I had a friend of mine call me and say, man, I'm really not much on this intergender type of thing, man. It's just, you know, it's ho-hum. I got a text last night like, man, that shit lived up. That shit lived up. That's what I got. It lived up. It made somebody that didn't like it. And in pro wrestling, you get that, then you're doing something. Jonathan Gresham is worth his weight in gold.
Preach.
Like, the dude is, I don't give a damn if he's 5 feet even. I don't care how tall he is. That's a man. A skilled athlete that can put anybody on the ass. And just the whole show, you know, I told you, Masha Slamovich was my number one under 25 on the show that we did a couple of weeks ago, our Sunday podcast when we was the women next class. The Next Class was the title of the podcast. And
the Next Class, Master's Class. Gotcha.
Right. And just to see her growth, her body has changed. She's serious now. She realizes, you know what? I think I'm going to be a major player in this business if I really put the effort
it's a
in.
Bad woman.
And the sacrifice.
Yep, bad woman.
And she's doing that. Yep. And having the Bullet Club and all that happened in the main event, like, bro, they're making the show what it should have been all along. They're using the Forbidden Door properly. The promos are entertaining. Everything don't have to be serious. But you know what everything has to be? Good. And it was. You get to Rampage for me. Sammy Guevara defeating Isaiah Cassidy. Isaiah Cassidy is not chopped liver. That's what that match told me. He stepped the hell up, man, and gave Sammy all he could handle. Thunder Rosa and Mercedes Martinez, killers. Killers.
Yeah.
In wrestling this week. And Ricky Starks and Jay Lethal, bro. I mean, say no more. Top three match of the week. But Ryan, I we just said MJF had his best match ever on AEW.
Yes, he did.
Punk had his best match ever on AEW. How can you not give that show the weekly winner? And your rebuttal.
Listen, if I can tell you this, if that show didn't have that match, I would say it would not be in contention as close as it is for weekly winner because that match was so good. And the show was fine. Like, I'm not here to critique the show. It was a good show. It was elevated to a different stratosphere with that main event between those two. It was that good. There is no rebuttal. So, does that mean you're going with
I'm going Wednesday. I'm going Dynamite.
Okay. All right. I mean, I listen.
And as much as I love Rampage and as much as I loved Impact with what Zack Ryder did and Jordan Grace.
Yeah.
Like, it was hard for me because I see Impact getting better. Everybody else better step up.
A lot better.
Because we're going to have these weekly winners where it's going to be like it was a year ago when every week it was AEW and NXT. Yep. Every week. And then Roman Reigns happened. And then we started SmackDown.
And hey.
Impact is on the precipice of being that.
Yeah, I completely agree. And listen, Rousey's returning. Maybe there's some different angles they'll give with Reigns. Who knows what's going to happen? SmackDown still has a possibility of infiltrating there, but not this week, and I can't see it on the horizon anytime soon. I mirror a lot of what Mark had to say there. NXT, as far as Tuesday goes, I they need some help, man, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm not and listen, I liked some of the matches that were on Monday. I thought some of those qualifying matches were really interesting. Austin Theory, obviously, the folks over in Stanford think very highly of the young man getting the pin over Kevin Owens, and clearly Kevin Owens thinks very highly of Austin Theory, or else he wouldn't have agreed to essentially do the favor for him. So I'm very curious to see where Austin Theory goes, because he's obviously incredibly talented in Styles and Rey Mysterio. Monday was a much better show than it usually is, but, you know, pound for pound, going up against it. Listen, I kind of made reference to the Danielson promo after the Moxley match. Obviously, the Moxley match, Mark, was putting a little bit of flux because of Brian Kendrick and that whole controversy that happened before the show. I thought they did a great job with that. I thought the Danielson promo was a masterclass in how to grab attention and how to promote interest in a myriad of different characters. And then the main event, MJF versus CM Punk. This is so hard for me, man, because I'm with you. I absolutely loved Impact. I loved everything about it. Matt Cardona and Jordan Grace going head to head. I think you highlighted it perfectly. It's bringing in new fans. You got people texting you. There is a place for intergender matches. And in terms of what Cardona is doing and getting heat, I think that only makes Jordan Grace a better character. There's just so much I liked about Impact. It was neck and neck for me. I could almost flip a coin. I love Josh Alexander versus Vincent too. I love what's going on with ROH. I just, Mark, I cannot remove myself from the best promo so far this month and the best match of the career of MJF and CM Punk respectively in AEW. Mark, as much as I love
you, you're not crazy.
I gotta go.
You're not crazy.
Yeah, I gotta go.
You're not a shield. You don't get paid by AEW. I would tell you if Impact was better, or SmackDown was better, or if Raw was better.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say it.
It was the best show,
Mark. I'm in a spot where I cannot say that.
Yep. It was the best show.
It was my weekly winner, bro. I'm glad you agree.
Well, I mean, again, I just don't see how it can't be. If you're a pro wrestling fan, and the key is, if you watched every show, people who like to complain and run your mouth, then you can have an opinion.
Go back and watch it. Watch the clips. Go on YouTube and watch, like, the highlights or whatever you want to do. And you tell me that that was not better. And if you do, then I'm you questionable. Don't call in no more. Because your opinion don't mean amount to squat. Because you're not being honest. You're picking with your heart and not your eyes.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.